Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Thursday, October 4th. A just-passed bill to get guns out of the hands of domestic abusers faster is on its way to Governor Tom Wolf's desk. KDKA Radio's Tony Romeo has the story in Harrisburg.
The bill makes changes to the surrender of guns after a criminal conviction for misdemeanor crimes of domestic violence and for those subject to a final PFA. People convicted will have to turn in their firearms within 24 hours instead of 60 days. And in the case of a PFA, guns can no longer be handed over to family or friends. In Harrisburg, Tony Romeo, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Dozens of UPMC workers at facilities around Pittsburgh are expected to be no-shows today, part of a one-day strike. Here's KDKA TV's Amy Wattis.
These workers include patient care assistants, nurse's aides, medical assistants, and they say UPMC is continually violating their rights, including illegal firings, coercive interrogation, and surveillance of workers who exercise their union rights. Some of these workers say UPMC has broken federal law over and over again. In August, the National Labor Relations Board ruled twice that UPMC hospitals had violated employees' statutory rights.
The workers want to join the Service Employees International Union. A strike at U.S. Steel seems less likely. The United Steelworkers says the company has pulled back on its worst proposals and progress is being made in contract talks. The company recently offered workers a 19% raise over 6 years. The union's concerns are U.S. Steel proposals to strip away health care and retiree benefits. Talks resume in Pittsburgh next week. No Columbus Day parade in Pittsburgh this year. The reason is the death of the parade's organizer. Mayor Bill Peduto's spokesperson says there are plans to have a parade next year. Changes have been discussed, though, like changing the parade to a Heritage Day event. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.